Your Honor, I would call Ms. Remy's son from Missouri Valley in to respond to the questions that Commissioner Kalk might have.
Okay. The son?
And I might have a few as well.
Son, you've been in these proceedings before, so you know that I'm required by law to advise you of the law regarding perjury in the state. Perjury is a false statement under oath of a material fact made by a person who knows or does not believe the statement to be true at the time it is made. Perjury is a Class C felony. A Class C felony is subject to a maximum penalty of 5 years imprisonment, a fine of $5,000, or both may be imposed. Having been advised of the penalty for perjury, please raise your right hand so I can administer the oath. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Hoger.
Ms. Sun, would you state your full name, your occupation, and your business address, please?
Sure. My name is Remy E.E. Sun. I am the CFO for Missouri Valley Communications and also the parent company of Missouri Valley Nemon Telephone Cooperative. Nemon Telephone Cooperative have East Westby, Fortuna, Ambrose in North Dakota as well. And Missouri Valley mainly serves Williston Exchange and Trenton. My mailing address is a P.O. Box 600, Scobie, Montana. And that's 59263.
Okay. Ms. Sun, you've sat through today's proceedings, and I assume you're familiar with the FCC transformation order?
Yes.
Commissioner Kalk, I think, was interested in hearing from representative companies about the impact of the transformation order. And do you have any comments in that regard?
Yes. I think just speak in general. The USF transformation order has created a lot of uncertainties for rural companies like NEMA in Missouri Valley. I think through different proceedings, the commission is very familiar with how a rural company recovers its cost. So we have on the interstate side, we have interstate recovery, and we have USF recovery, and we have intrastate recovery, which have intrastate access that's charged to the carriers, and we have local charges that we charge to the end user. And when FCC makes orders, creates uncertainties like this. It's very difficult for companies like us to do the planning that we were used to do and to schedule build out like we used to do. Because right now on the interstate side, we are at the 11.25 rate of return, and we don't know what that is going to be anymore. And for build-out perspective, there's certain portions of revenue requirement that's frozen, like the local switching support. So if we do any investment, additional investment on switching to make it more efficient to serve our customer, to give better quality of service, those kind of costs is not going to be recovered based on cost anymore. It's going to be based on the frozen amount. So a company like us, we have to decide, do we want to continue to invest and bring the quality of service like the consumers expecting, or do we just not do anything? So, you know, there's many different factors that impact us, and it's difficult to plan. And it's, you know, we have debt covenants that we need to make, and it just creates challenges. I don't want to say trouble. There's challenges that we need to make, and we as carriers, that we understand that we need to understand the rules and change so that we can be compliant with the rule. And the trouble is right now the rules are moving all the time. It's very unclear, and it's difficult.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Mr. Grumman.
I have no questions, Your Honor.
Mr. Fine.
No questions, Your Honor.
Commissioner?
Just thank you, Remy, for your testimony. I suspected what you might say, but I just wanted to make sure that I was tracking. Just one question, I guess, is that in the buildup to the FCC orders, does your company provide input anyway? Did you have any,
yes,
any shaping? And how long ago did you know this maybe was coming?
Well, I don't know if we have any impact on shaping the order, but, you know, along the way, we were very active and we provide input.
To the national organization?
Yes, and our own comments as well to the FCC.
So do you feel that there's a shift in federal policy that's going to make it harder for you to do what you do out in your area? Or is this just, I mean, I get a sense that it's getting a shift at the federal level to make it harder and harder for rural areas to compete.
Yeah, personal opinion, I think on the federal level, the rural companies, we definitely feel that we are left behind. I know in the new order, there's no 100 and 4-1, but the 4-1 definition for broadband is really is discriminating to the rural. We provide more than 4-1 before this order came out in many of our communities. So we are utilizing the USF like it's supposed to do. And there are companies that, you know, were abusing the USF funding, but instead of having FCC address just specifically to those companies who abused the USF, they basically came out with this blanket that, okay, because these companies were abusing the system, so everybody gets punished. And that's how we feel. And, the 4-1 standard is too low. That's from our perspective. And we understand, if FCC address more populated area, because there are urban areas that didn't get USF before, or they had USF and they choose not to build out. We understand with, the certain amount of money, if you address the urban areas, then you can touch more people. Then the result will be, I guess you put the rosy glasses on, the results will be sounding better that you spend this much money and you made impact on this many people, instead of if you invest in rural, the people that you touch is less. But, the rural America that we live in here, the people, they raise animals, we are farmers and ranchers and we feed the whole country. Right? The rural consumers is very important. But we, yes, to answer your question short, we definitely feel that the order is, is discriminating.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it. Anything else?
No.
All right. Thank you.
Anybody? Okay. Mr. Hogue, anything else?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Grumman, anything to present?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Fine.
I have nothing further, Your Honor.
Commissioner, do you have any closing comments?
Just thank everyone for coming out. Thank you, Judge Ward, for letting me sit in on your hearing. But part of the discussion, I guess, that I was getting at towards the end was this commission, the current PSC, has to make some decisions on, what we're going to do going forward on these type of things where the FCC really comes in and just gets right at our companies, whether a state USF fund is going to need to be developed. I mean, there's so many decisions that the commission has to make that are not necessarily directly tied to this case, but other issues. So I guess I'm looking forward to having some, maybe get folks together like we've done before and have almost like a telecom summit is where we're going to go as a state in the next couple of years, because previous witness Remy was just talking about certainty. Even if all this stuff works itself out, I still don't see any certainty with the changes that are coming down the road and still being able to provide, good service to our rural areas. So just thank you all for coming out today.
Thank you. Mr. Hogue, a recommended or a proposed order, what would be the timeline for?
I think that I alluded to in my email, I think probably sometime Monday, hopefully earlier Monday. I think that will be the 25th. And I know, is the commission meeting on the 27th?
I believe
it's a special meeting.
So I would need to get my recommended decision out on the late on the 25th or early on the 26th. So if you can get that to me Monday morning, that would be helpful.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Grumman, you'll probably be looking to you for some help with drafting the order as well. So. Right. Anything else for the good of the order? I'm going to close the hearing on the application of Beck Communications et al., case number PU-12-160, and the consolidated cases. The time is about 10:12 in the morning. Thank you all for a very efficient hearing this morning. Thanks.